Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It's the Superior Livestock Labor Day sale coming Wednesday, Thursday, September 9th and 10th. Broadcast live from Superior Livestock's offices and studios to be seen on Dish Network, SLA TV, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering over 66,000 head of cattle on the 2 days of sales, the 9th and 10th of September. If you want to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to get more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Well, cash cattle trades expected to remain sluggish today following the extended weekend and market pressure over the past couple of weeks. Given the shortened trading week and packers and feeders expecting to spend less time focusing on the showless distribution and inventory taking as typically seen early in the week. But this still is likely to delay trade until the last half of the week, as asking prices and bids are not expected to be until midday today or later on in the week. Hog futures have continued to show resilience over the last week or so, with continued end-of-the-week buying sparking additional technical buyer support across the entire market. October futures are trading at the highest level since May, with prices quickly honing in on the May high of 60.15. Sharp gains in pork cutout values over the last couple of days has rekindled bullish market expectations through the market, although traders continue to remain cautious going into the rest of September. Moving over to the grains, wheat prices are weaker from the overnight, bucking the higher trend in row crops and picking up where most contracts left off last week with the pervasive selling. Wheat has enjoyed the recent buying effort by China, but the focus has clearly been in corn and soybeans, and to a much lesser extent, wheat. In addition, big crops continue to get bigger in Russia, while estimates for Australia's new crop continue to grow as well. Overnight trade was strong in corn futures, picking up where they left off Friday following the long Labor Day weekend. With overnight trade, December futures have cleared the highs from the previous four sessions worth of price action and appear headed for the Sunday night highs from August 31st. The commitments of traders' data released Friday proved an interesting read for several reasons. And there was solid price action across the soy complex overnight, led by soybeans, which are working on their 11th consecutive higher close in a row. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
On the livestock, October live cattle up 52 cents, 104.45. December up 65 at 108.47. September feeder cattle up 5 cents, 137.65. October up 17 cents, 138.50. October hogs up 57 cents, 59.82. And December was up 27 cents at 58.25. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down 3.25 at the close Friday, 472.5. March down 3.5, 483.5. Chicago wheat, December down 3 cents, 550.25. March was down 3 cents at 558.75. December corn up 4.25, 358. March was up 3.75 at 368.5. November soybeans up 2 cents, 968. January up 1.25 at 973.5. December cotton was up 71 cents at 64.99.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.